The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 14th day of April 2022. Now, we got a lot happening tonight, and tonight it's just Courageous Craig.
Hello.
And me, because my guest was in the studio, and I think he misunderstood. So, Soul, it's free. If you're listening out there, I meant to have you next week in addition to, not instead of, tonight. And so you were scheduled to be with me here tonight. If you're listening, you can call in. If you're listening, call in. I left a number on your phone. And so that number, if you're listening out there, Saul, that number that you should call in is 888-677-9673. And so I'm hoping you're listening to the program, and I'm hoping you hear this. So meanwhile, until we hear from Saul, and it's pronounced S-O-U-L, soul, esprit. And so, until then, I'm just going to take it from here. So I had to change things up a little bit, but that's okay. We're going to go with tonight and start out in 2 Timothy chapter 3, because he has written a book, and this is what we were going to do, The Globalist Agenda and End Game, The Globalist Agenda and End Game. And this book is like, it's about like about a year's of programs that we have done here. All the topics, well, not all of them, but many of the topics that we covered is in this book. It's unbelievable how you know, right on, you know, with what we were saying, what he was printing in the book, what his research brought him, how close they are to one another. So he covers in the agenda in the book, starting with as it was in the days of Noah, and which we dealt with the Genesis 6 flood, the Great Reset, the coronavirus fake pandemic, the plandemic, pretense for world government, exactly right, Agenda 21-2030, yep, life under martial law, quarantines, lockdowns, the new normal, mandatory vaccines, nanobots, microchipping, 5G, Starlink, surveillance, transhumanism, Neuralink, the fourth industrial revolution, the destiny of global elites, and the new world order, and on, and things that that we've covered over the past year, things that are happening in the days that we're living in now. And that's what we're going to deal with tonight. It's difficult times for Christians heading our way in these times. So we're starting tonight, and you're going to see things right now are exactly the way The Apostle Paul said they would be in 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also that in the last days, now, it's very, he says the last days. In other passages of Scripture, it says in later times, or it says, or in end times, which simply means the sixth dispensation period. That sixth dispensation period before the rapture of the church and the start of the tribulation period. For example, if I go over to 1 Timothy chapter 4, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in later times shall some depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created, to be received with thanksgiving of them that believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. So, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. So, we're seeing here where it refers to there in later times or end times. And then if we go to the book of Jude, for example, we read this. Starting with verse 17. But, beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that we told you that there should be mockers in the last time who would walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be those who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit, but, beloved, below, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ into the eternal life, and some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, the pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted of the flesh. So here in these passages, they're all three referring to the sixth dispensation of time, but here in this, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it's referring to the last part of that, the times just before the Lord returns. And so let's go back to 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, hasty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into the houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth of men. Corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs was also. Now, here, again, Paul is referring here, reference the last days, when he's saying the last, that in other words, the end of that sixth dispensation period, the closest time before the Lord would come home. And you're seeing all of these things right now as we take a look at here. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Boy, if there's not a whole lot of that going around today, I don't know. I've never seen so many narcissists as there are out there today. We look at the what's taking place with the depopulation, with the globalist depopulation. They believe that the vast majority of us po folk, okay, if you will, of us ordinary people, not the elite, we're just parasites on the back of Gaia, Mother Earth, and Mother Earth should be retained spotless and clean for them. And this is the mindset these folks have. If you talk to them when they, you know, and when you're sitting in with them and they don't know who you are and they're speaking openly, there's this elitist mindset, okay, that somehow, and you know, this was kind of in a sense back in the early days, and you know, with a lot of the early Jewish believers believed that if you were wealthy and prosperous, it's because God loved you. But if you were poor, it's because God had disdain on you. That was the mindset. Of course, that falsehood was again promoted by the wicked. And so here today, we see this when it talks about people being lovers of their own selves, covetous. Yeah, let me tell you, in a way, covetous, what's going on. The opposition out there, they want to covet our freedom. They don't think that we should have freedom. You see what's happening right now with Elon Musk wanting to buy Twitter. Twitter is totally opposed. They don't want people to have free speech. They are totally against free speech. They think free speech should only be available for them, that we should only be allowed to say what they think we should say and use the terminology that they provide. Folks, you've got here boasters. Boy, do we see a lot of that. Proud, oh yeah. I mean, just take a look at all you have to do is just the arrogant, proud mindsets. And when I think about that, those people out there today, Governor Cuomo of New York, wow, what an example of that. Barack Obama, a perfect example of that. You could just, Hillary Clinton, are you kidding me? These are, you know, people that have this mindset and an arrogance about them. And it goes on. Blasphemers. Well, Bill Maher, you know, you should know a little bit about that. And, oh, yeah, we have several of those in Congress who especially our congressman from New Jersey, who has a real habit of saying God's opinion is not welcome in Congress. You know, so, you know, it's not welcome there. There you go. You've got where he talks about without, unthankful. Unthankful. Boy, that, the unthankful. These college kids today, these young people today, a lot of these athletes, these young athletes out there today, taking the knee, unthankful, anti-American. They're overprivileged, way overprivileged, and so unthankful for what they, and disrespectful. So many of these college kids out there today, just unbelievable, unthankful, and way overprivileged. And then you've got unholy. Well, the entire Deathocratic Communist Party would fit there very good. I mean, that includes Hollywood, the mainstream media, the public education system. Without natural affection. Again, the entire Deathocratic Communist Party. There's nothing that should be more natural affection than a mother's desire to protect and give birth to her unborn child. And yet these people are wicked. I mean, just absolute wicked. God's word in the Bible makes it clear. You know, for the Deathocratic Communist Collective and Joe Biden is a man that's wicked to the core. He has sold his very soul. He has become so corrupt. He sold his very soul. He wants to promote, he wants more abortion, more child killing, okay? Also, the very same ones that want to experiment on children today. They these you know, babies that are born, you know, they're delivered full-term babies, and they take them, and these mothers sell them to these, to Pittsburgh University and these places like that, that they experiment on these babies. Unbelievable. It's evil while they're alive. They remove their organs while they're alive. It's, it gives these mad scientists, or if you, whatever you want to call them, these are the ghoulish. These are very ghoulish doctors. People like Mr. Fauci. These people are ghoulish. Absolutely ghoulish. It gives them a feeling of godlikeness so that they can take a life and get away with it. But I could tell you, Mr. Fauci, you're not going to get away with it. Mr. Fauci, God is watching. God keeps an extremely accurate record, Mr. Fauci. You're not going to get away with it. There's a special hot place in hell for people that do the things that you do, and these ghoulish abortionists and these ghoulish so-called scientists. Unbelievable. Then truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good. What is good? What is good? You know, God's word, the Bible, defines good. God's laws, God's statutes, God's covenants, God's commands, God's promises. Within all of these things, there is good. There is good. In all of those things, you have decency, you have honor, you have integrity. Those are good things, clean things. He goes on here. High-minded lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Boy, oh boy. If that doesn't really, you know, if that doesn't do it. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Now here, when they're talking about, you know, this whole, even in the prosperity church promotes, you know, it does promote pleasure over God. And when I'm watching, and this is why I've really kind of lost, I've lost a lot of my respect for Fox News. And I know that there are people on there, and they're promoting this book about the women of the Bible, and you've got these, they're professing Christians and this and that. But, you know, if they were saved, you know, they're promoting Joel Osteen like this good, godly man. Folks, Joel Osteen promotes Joel Osteen. You know, this is what the prosperity preachers are doing. When Joe Osteen says you need to live the good life now, when God's word, the Bible says, place up your crowns in heaven, Joe's saying, no, get them here on earth. Get it while you can. When his wife said, it's not about God, it's about us. That's not what God says. See, God made us to serve him. Right? And so here, it shows you in the prosperity church that there's a real dearth of biblical knowledge. There is such a lack of understanding the Word of God, a terrible lack of understanding the Word of God. It's just unbelievable, but no, it's not, because that's what I'm reading. It's in a sense, this is exactly the way the Lord said it would be. And here's a good example of what I'm talking about. For of this sort are they which creep into houses. And, well, no, let me go back. I didn't finish off there. Despisers of those that are good, traitors, heedy, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. That is these false teachers. These are these false teachers. The apostate and the name it and claim it, the prosperity. And he says this, for of this sort are they which creep into houses. Now, houses is referred to as church houses, what we used to call church houses, that creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins. So he's talking about those that go in there. And if you go to these, if you've ever watched the Prosperity Church, when you, or if you, you know, go to one of their services, anywhere between 70% and 80% of the people in there often are women. 70% to 80% are women. Why? Because they're attracted to the singing and the swaying and the charismatic movement in that, but not in the meat of the Word of God. You will not find any biblical literacy in these prosperity churches. They're clueless. I mean, you could go in there and sell them on the Easter Bunny. They wouldn't know any difference. I mean, there's no biblical literacy within most of these. Not maybe not all of them, but I would say most of them, because they're not fed the meat of the Word of God. They don't even really get very much milk of the Word of God. For this sort of they which creep into these houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You'll see a number of these. Paula White was an example. I was watching her wearing a mini, mini skirt, wearing a real mini skirt, prancing around across the stage and saying, I've got lips and I've got hips, and I can use the, I know how to use these lips and I know how to use these hips. Okay? And going into, in a lot of these charismatic churches, there's, well, you have often a lot of wife swapping within these churches. There's a lot of it. It's what it says here. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. That is example. That's really what you have, a lot of that in there. Now, I'm not saying that they're all that way. There were some that, you know, some where I've actually heard the pastors actually preaching the gospel, where they're, you know, they're borderline. They're prosperity, but not prosperity to the extreme, like I would say Joel Osteen would be, or Rep Creflo Dollar, or some of the others. Now here, and those silly women, that's always where the enemy attacks women, in the area of discernment. And so here, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth because they're never taught the truth. You see, they're never taught the truth. They're preached everything but the truth. All right, so this prayer, if you're out there and listening tonight, you call in. You were scheduled to be with me tonight. I think we had a mix-up. That number, Saul, you would call would be 888-677-9673. And we'll be back after this with more.
Read his words, heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. His trump will sound, his fire will flash, as lightning shines from east to west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
All right, we're back. And Pastor Hal, if you're listening, you can call back in and you can go and kind of co-host with me tonight if you want. I didn't know that you were on the line. So, boy, tonight's one of those nights, folks. So, anyhow, to what we were just talking about here, number of Americans who use the Bible drops off the cliff. This is for World News Daily. And it's an article by Bob Unruh. The Deathocrats are in power. Of course, he uses the word Democrats, but I use the word Deathocrats because that their entire platform is about death and destruction. The Deathocrats are in power in Washington. They're pro-abortion, pro-lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer, anti-parent, and anti-Christian rights agenda is surging. Okay, Hal's there. Hal, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, it's good to have you. Just stay there. I'll make you famous.
Okay.
Anyhow, listen. Yeah, it's been a strange night. But in this ministry, strange is not the unusual so often. Anyhow, I'm talking about the number of Americans who use the Bible drops off the cliff. And it says the Democrats are in power in Washington. The pro-abortion, pro-LGBTQ, anti-parent, anti-Christian rights agenda is surging. Church attendance has dropped. And the number of Americans who use the Bible has dropped off a cliff. That is the conclusion of the State of the Bible USA 2022 by the American Bible Society. In every study since 2018, Bible users have accounted for between 47 and 49% of American adults. The survey found, however, that the 2022 data showed a 10% decrease from the same time in 2021. That means that nearly 26 million Americans reduced or stopped their interaction with Scripture in the past year, it's reported. The author reported...
I was going to say, we're living in the last days. The Laodicean church says that the last days the love of many shall wax cold. And that means the love for the Lord and the things of God and everything. And the Christians right now are more carnal-minded than they've ever been. You know, it's just, it's no wonder that the Satan's crowd is getting away with so much, because when the church has lost their salt, then, you know, they're no good as far as preservation goes. You know, they've lost their power. You know, we're only going to be as strong as we are faithful to the Lord. And the Lord will intercede for us when we're faithful to Him. But this country has loves sin too much. You know, there's no way the LGBTQ and all these godless outfits, burn, loot, and murder should even be existing if the Christian church had the backbone that God wants it to have. But it doesn't. It seems like it's getting worse and worse.
Well, what we're seeing, you know, the problem has always been, as you know, from the pulpit. I've been preaching on this for the past 50 years, and that's where, you know, the Bible says judgment begins in the house of the Lord, and it begins in the pulpit in that church. And what's happened is, again, we've talked about this many, many times, we've seen the pastors become very effeminized, the neo-evangelical movement, where you have this movement where so many of the pastors, you know, it's like I want to be sweeter than Jesus. It's Jesus was not effeminate. He was not sissified, and that's what happened with a lot of these pastors. And they got to the point where I remember one day a Presbyterian pastor telling me. He said, Pastor Sanders, he says, you know, I totally appreciate your stand on pro-life. You stand against the abortion. Abortion is a horrible sin. But, Pastor, I could not preach the way you do in my church. If I was to preach that message in my church, I would offend so many of the women in there that have had abortions. And listen to this, because... this is such words of great wisdom. Words, what I said to him. I said, dummy, do you think maybe if you had been preaching against that horrible sin, then you wouldn't have so many women in your church that have killed their babies? And
right.
He said to me, you know, I think you've got a good point. I think you made a good point. Yeah. Wouldn't it be just so much easier to say, well, let's just take God's word, the Bible, and let's just be obedient to the word of God? You know, that's not complicated, is it?
No. You know, what people need to realize is that abortion is not health care. It's homicide. And people that have encouraged others to get abortions and people that stand in back of it, they're going to stand before God guilty, as if they're the ones who got the abortions themselves, because when they encourage it, when they stand in back of it, they're going to be judged by God just as if they did it themselves. And that's, like, again, that's homicide. They're killing babies that God gave souls to, and it's nothing. It's like when the Old Testament pagans would burn their kids to Moloch, which was a type of the devil. And killing babies in abortion, that's a type of Satan worship. You can't get any lower than that, taking innocent babies that have souls and everything else like that and murdering them. And the people that are behind that is a special place in hell for them. You know, like that one song said, you know, a lot of people would say Adolf Hitler killed more people than anybody else. But, you know, that girl that sings that song says, I think 50 million babies would disagree with you on that. And it's about time America woke up to the blood that they got on their hands.
The actual number nowadays is about three times that amount, about 150 million that have died in this country alone. And that's alone in this country. Here you go. It says the report shows, now listen to this, users of the Bible at 49% in 2019, 48% in 2020, but 50% in 2021, but only 39% in 2022. What happened in 1 year's time since Obama has been in office? I mean, I can't believe Joe. You know, you would have thought it would have a different, an exact opposite. With Joe Obama in office, you would think more people would be reading their Bibles when they realize how wicked, how things the Democratic Communist Party is, the evil, the entire construct of the government is gotten. There's no part of it anymore that's not corrupt. It's, you know, starting with the White House, Congress, the Senate, I mean, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA, they've all become completely, the CDC, completely corrupted. Completely corrupted.
There's a lot of people that wonder where America's going to be when the Antichrist comes and the one world government comes and everything else like that. But America is going to be right along with them. Because right now, as corrupt as America has become, we're ripe for it. You know, if the rapture was to happen right now and Christians get taken out of here, in a heartbeat, America would be part of that one world government because the people are just so hardened with sin right now. And, you know, that's the way it'll go. America will go the way of the world.
Well, you see, here's what people don't understand, okay? Right now, this is our time. God has raised us up at this particular time, and it's us to be salt and light. He has given us, this is an opportunity. You know, he said, look, you know what I've done for you? Now, what are you going to do for me? Get out there, run to this battle. This is our job right now. You folks out there listening to me, all professing Christians, right now, it's your time to place up crowns in heaven. It's now or never. It's now or never, okay? And, you know, eternity is a long time. When you go into heaven, you want to go in with crowns that you placed up on this earth. And it's kind of like, you know, going in as a private or going in as a general. You can, you know, it depends on what you do for the Lord, right?
Right. Hey, can we pray an imprecatory prayer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Father God, I pray right now that you would do something to stop these devils that are leading the Democrat, Communist, Antichrist Party right now. They're destroying people. They're committing genocide. They're killing babies. They're killing old people. They're murdering people through this COVID stuff and everything. God, they're serving the devil doing this. And God, we pray, we bring Biden before you and Pelosi and Schumer. We bring Gates and Fauci before you and Obama. We bring the Clintons before you, God. All these people that are trying to work destruction in America and are behind the killing of these innocent souls. God, we pray that you stop them, God. But turn their swords on each other. God, in the Old Testament, when three different nations came against King Jehoshaphat, you had them turn their swords on each other so Israel didn't even have to get in the battle. And they slew each other, the enemies of Israel, down to the last man. God, I pray that you take all the enemies coming against America and even coming against Israel, because their enemies seem to be our enemies too. And God, just have them turn their swords on each other, God. God, I know that during the tribulation period, all hell's going to let loose and it's going to get really bad. But right now, God, we're in the church age and the body of Christ is here. And the body of Jesus Christ, God, is looking to you right now to deliver us, to come be our aid, God. Even if the wicked don't repent like they should in this country, the body of Christ is still here calling on you, Lord, to stand up for us and judge these heathen. And right now, God, they're shaking their fists in your face. They've got an enormous amount of power in the world. They've got an enormous amount of wealth and everything. And they think that nothing can touch them. But God, the Bible says that hand joined in hand, the wicked shall not go unpunished. And God, I pray that we can see you move against these wicked people. Move and stop them right now, God. And just let the righteous rejoice in what you do to get this country to turn back to you, God. Make this country have the fear of the Lord once again and honor you. And, God, I'd like to see the Ten Commandments get back in the schools again. I'd like to in the courthouses and prayer and everything, God. But, you know, they took all this stuff out to turn us against you. And they knew that if we turn our backs on you, we would not have a defense against them. And then this country fell for it. And God, I just pray you wake everybody up to the fact that we need to get right with you again before you'll help us. But God, right now, I just pray again that you stop these people I just mentioned to you. Stop the Communist Party. Stop the Chinese Communists. Stop. God, I've heard that people talk about George Soros and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. I don't know how much the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds are into it, but God, you know who's behind this and all the evil that's going on in this country right now. And God, we pray in Jesus' name that we can see you do something even tonight or tomorrow, God, as soon as possible, God. Let us hear, see you stand up and judge these people and come to our rescue. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, here, when he's talking about here, Joe Hal, one in five Americans left the scripture engaged in category in the past year. Listen to this, okay? Minus 21%, or 14.7 million adults, and two in five left the movable middle, minus 44%, or 28.7 million adults. Now, only the Bible disengaged category grew, and it at an alarming rate of 38%. So 45.2 million adults in a single year in America stopped reading the Bible. Now, this is a sign. This is another sign of the soon return of our Lord. In fact, the change in feelings and behaviors was over six times larger than the change in connection to God. So these three items were driving most of the change in scripture engagement among Bible users. Why is that? I'd like to suggest two reasons that have one underlying cause. When time-sensitive measurement, the first reason for the variance we're seeing is these questions is that they are designed to be sensitive in time. The preamble to the questions asks respondents, the American Bible Society, what do you think your Bible experience in the past month? Before responding to these questions, this design helps researchers understand how the Bible has been influencing people's spiritual lives. I'm going to jump down to here. Listen to this. The polling also found that those who think the nation would be better off without the Bible remained the same as a year ago at 14%. But the number who think that it would be about the same rose from 33% to 41%. Those who think it would be worse off dropped from 54% of the people who thought the country would be worse off without the Bible down to only 45%. 6 out of 7 people, 86%, agreed that the moral values of Americans are declining, including 64% among those who are elders and 57% of those who are boomers. And, boy, that is, well, again, that's another sign. Now, you know, we're going to report some things here that you're not going to hear, you know, on none of the lamestream media here in America. They give you whatever the narrative is, whatever they're instructed to say. You know, the echo chamber goes into full gear, and they all say the same thing. And that includes Fox News. To a great degree nowadays. Now, I'm getting less and less enchanted with them too. They're in full lockstep with Big Pharma and the poisonous poke. But here you go. This is an article, a fact check article, and this is. I wanted to, by Joseph Borrell Fontales, okay, and Nehemiah Harris, okay, and this is at News Punch. It says a source, report claims, this is a report claims, U.S. and U.K. elite special forces are conducting a secret war in the Ukraine. A source in the French intelligence community has claimed that elite special forces from both the U.K. and the U.S. have been present in the Ukraine since the start of the hostilities with Russia in late February. The sources reportedly told the French newspaper Le Figaro last week that the SAS and the Delta Force were in Ukraine, and Russia was well aware of the secret war being waged against its troops by foreign commandos. The claims was reported on Saturday by the newspaper's senior international correspondent, Georges Malbrunat. This was the same day the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made his surprise visit to Kyiv. Le Figaro is the oldest national newspaper in France and one of the most respected in the world. RP reports the British leader was reportedly surrounded by guards from the elite SAS force through the claim, though this claim was not officially confirmed. SAS units have been present in Ukraine since the beginning of the war, as did the American Deltas. Malbrunat tweeted, citing a French intelligence source. He added that, according to the source, Russia is well aware of the secret war waged against its troops by foreign commandos. Le Figaro included his report in their updates on Ukraine. The UK and the US have been among the most active military supporters of Kyiv's. Now, here again, we can't neither confirm that or deny it, but here's some others that you're not going to get. This is what's coming out of this is what the European and the other newspapers are printing. And this one is an article by Sean Adla this is a good one. It's a tongue twister. Tabata Tabaya. Okay. I'm glad that's not my name. Anyhow, dangerous military. I'd have a hard time telling people who I am, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Dangerous military biological weapons have been found in Ukraine, according to Russia's permanent representative at the UN office in Geneva, Gennady Getlov. He goes on to say the purpose of the bioweapons were to investigate the potential of deadly disease such as Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic fever. FreeWestMedia.com reports, according to Getlov, the project was funded by the German Foreign Ministry and the German Armed Forces. The public knew nothing about it. At the plenary session of the Disarmament Conference in Geneva on March 31, 2022, the diplomat demanded that this, like the programs of the U.S., needs to be investigated. Getlov mentioned that in addition to Georgia and Great Britain, Germany is also outsourcing parts of its biological weapons research to the Ukraine. It seems like the Ukraine was one, was just a hotbed for all of these different countries to open up their bioweapon labs there, huh?
Yeah, it's a major source of corruption, and that's why Biden spent so much time over there. He got to do anything he wanted over there.
Well, yeah, the Ukraine was known for money laundering. Every kind of corruption was there. And that's why all these corrupt politicians from here were invested over there. The German Institute for Tropical Medicine has cooperated with the Ministry of Health of Ukraine in Kyiv and have committed itself to supply blood samples of the Slavic ethnic groups from different regions of the country. In addition, there were regular visits by German specialists to Ukraine hospitals in Kyiv, Kharkov, Odessa, and Lemberg, where they personally familiarized themselves with the peculiarities of the course of the disease in the local population. These cities also have U.S. bioweapon laboratories. Yeah, we had something like 20-something. United States, our Department of Defense has something like 20-something bioweapons labs there. The cities also have U.S. bioweapon laboratories. Samples were exchanged with the Frederick Loeffler Institute for Animal Health, among others. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Here, Hunter Biden, right in the middle. Gatiloff revisited the details of U.S. military biology research in a network of over 30 U.S. lab-led laboratories in Ukraine. This work there was all carried out on behalf and of with funding from the U.S. Pentagon contractors implementing bioweapons research were well-known companies such as Black and Vake, Metabiota, CH2M Hill, and the name of the U.S. president's sons, the U.S. president's son, Hunter Biden, who played a central role in funding the research mentioned, also appears as the FWM reported earlier. There you go. I mean, it seems like that like this guy was involved in so many shady operations, everything from pedophilia. I mean, and pedophilia, the Democratic Communist Collective Party now today is up to its eyeballs in pedophilia, isn't it?
Right. You know, we, like you said before, we really don't have a Justice Department anymore. All they do if they persecute anybody is Christians and conservatives and people that love this country. But if you're out there to destroy this country and part of the Antichrist, you know, communist movement, the Democrat movement, I mean, you could get away with murder. You know, you can just do just about anything. And that's they made sure they corrupted the Justice Department and the FBI, and now they can just, you know, the American people have nobody to turn to except for the Lord Himself. And that's why, you know, I can see why you thought, and I thought too, you know, people would be turning to the Bible and turning to the Lord because they learned you can't put your confidence in man anymore because man is so corrupted by now, and we don't have nobody we could turn to except, you know, I'm a Trump man, I'm a Trump supporter, but I'm looking to Jesus Christ to save this country. And without Jesus Christ, you know, Trump can't do anything, and nobody can do anything. And that's why, you know, we need to repent as a country and as a people and individuals and just get right with the Lord. And then the Lord will help us if we get right with Him. But that's, people can't live in sin and think the Lord's going to come to their rescue. That's the one thing they have trouble getting through their head. There's no peace without the Prince of Peace. There never will be any peace without the Prince of Peace. That Pope is always walking around saying peace this and peace that and everything. And here, you know, he's behind most of the devilment that's going on in the world and, you know, and stuff like that. And people just need to wake up to the fact that they need to, only Jesus Christ can you know, get things right. And we got to, you know, get right with him. And
All right. And, hang in there. Hang in there, Hal. I'm coming up to a break, okay. So don't go away. We got a lot more to come. Be right back. Right up.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.